Culinary students know that high-paying jobs in the field are scarce, and many who face that cold, hard fact are turning to ice, literally. Ice carving, a skill few are able to master, provides a clear edge in a highly competitive industry. In today's Quick Bite, we discover enthusiasm for ice sculpting at the University of Akron. University of Akron alumnus Aaron Kostick is a certified master ice carver. He won the Olympic bronze medal for ice carving in Nagano in 1998 and the gold medal in Torino in 2006. He owns Elegant Ice Creations of Broadview Heights.
We provide ice carvings for the greater Cleveland, Akron, Medina area.
Kostick says he wouldn't be in business if it hadn't been for the culinary arts program at the University of Akron.
What happened was, in 89, I came here thinking I wanted to be a chef.
That changed the day he heard the whir of power tools on the back loading dock of Gallucci Hall and discovered ice sculpting. He learned how to do it from Chef Richard Alford, Associate Professor Emeritus of the University of Akron Culinary Arts Program. Alford is in the Ice Carving Hall of Fame. He also co-founded the National Ice Carving Association and has led his Akron team to many wins over the years at its collegiate championships.
You know, ice carving started out in the old days just a method of keeping food cold on buffets and stuff. And then it became more decorative. Then through the National Ice Carving Association, it's become competitive.
Alford fell in love with the art form almost 40 years ago. He still teaches ice carving, but lacks the stamina to do it himself.
Not anymore. You start out with a 300-pound block of ice and the tools and everything else, but I'm a broken-down old jock. I got bad knees.
And now you're carving carrots and turnips.
Carrots, turnips, anything is firm.
At a long table set up in the Student Union Atrium, Alfred's showing others how to do it.
Did you flip your knife around?
Yeah, just go all the way around.
Fruit and vegetable carving is part of the annual Ice Fest Chef Alford founded about 10 years ago. Master food carver Stephen Beatty, recent winner of the Food Network's Cake Wars, is here to help.
We got honeydew, we got different kinds of radishes, we got carrots, we got turnips, beets, leeks.
Chef Beatty is another grateful University of Akron alum.
I've gone through several classes with Chef Dirk Alford.
The restaurant industry is the nation's second largest private sector employer, and the National Restaurant Association projects there will be 1.7 million jobs by 2025. But since most are low-paying, Aaron Kostick says ice carving can be a way to get ahead more quickly.
Any ice carver will tell you this. If you put ice carving on, say, a resume, it makes you stand out. Even if the job you're applying for doesn't require ice carving, it says something about the person, that they're just a little bit special, a little bit different, that they have some skills that other people don't have.
Carvers, you have 10 minutes.
Last Friday's Ice Fest was a sort of dress rehearsal for the National Collegiate Ice Carving Competition in Frankenmuth, Michigan. Over the weekend, the University of Akron took 5th and 6th place honors there.
Not sticking. Oh my goodness.
Weather proved problematic both in Akron and Michigan. 40 degrees and high winds tormented Ice Fest contestant Allison Smith of Green when she couldn't get a paper template to stick to her ice block. A shot of hot water finally tamed it.
That should help you tack it down.
Samantha Schaefer of Ravenna works on a huge block of ice, wielding a power tool half her size.
Is it hard?
Yes and no. You kind of have to have the right mindset for it. To learn to use a chainsaw and to not be freaked out by it, I guess, helps. So,
ice carving is not a credit course at the University of Akron. Professor Jamal Foresta heads the hospitality management program.
We cannot make it part of the course because a lot depends on the weather at many times. It's a time-consuming activity. It's like a hobby. And like hobby, you've got a special interest to do it.
Interested students formed an ice carving club that meets a couple times a week. Assistant Professor Brad Smith is their coach and tool supplier. It would be hard for students to procure their own tools.
Especially the die grinders, they can be $300, $300, $400, and the bits can be a couple hundred dollars a piece. They're all specially made. So it is quite a little bit of an investment.
Do you need a chainsaw too?
Absolutely.
Olympic gold medalist Aaron Kostick won't deny that using tools that spin at 28,000 revolutions per minute can be dangerous.
Absolutely. One time I was using a chainsaw and it kicked back and I have 37 stitches in my neck to show for it. It was just a flesh wound, so I'm lucky to be here.
That's this week's Quick Bite. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.